I got to catch up with Tim Ceci. He calls himself an events enabler. Officially, he's the campus event manager at Essex Experience. And I asked him what creating a brand new successful indoor concert experience in a pandemic looks like. You're listening to Safe and Sound.
This time, looking out into a room of empty seats, it was like, wow, and we're sold out.
Tim Ceci joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Can you first just describe what the Essex Experience is?
Yeah, so the Essex Experience is a response to the death of retail and brick and mortar. It's an attempt at creating a campus of culture and creativity here in Essex, Vermont. So our ultimate goal is to create a home for creatives, whether they be musicians or visual artists or culinary arts, all to come here and collaborate and build a community together, both to support the surrounding community as something to do, the tourist community as somewhere to check out what Vermont has to offer, and to support ourselves.
Yeah, so traditionally it was more of like an outlet stores kind of feel. Now it does have a lot more local flavor. There are little shops, there's restaurants, there's a an art gallery. But your venue specifically that we wanted to talk about today is the performance space.
Myself and Kevin Statzer, the former founder of Higher Ground, former owner, we worked with him and a number of other people to put the capabilities into the space to make it a true multi-purpose auditorium. It was important that it could still be a movie theater. So trusses that come out of the ceiling, a PA that's hung far enough outside of the projection that you can still see the movie unimpeded, a low profile stage, and the necessary bar infrastructure needed to truly operate a small music venue and make some money.
Wow. Wait, let me just ask you first, did you guys design that sort of yourself with the PA and the lights and everything, or did you bring people in to help create that?
So we worked with Ben Chartrand of Stagecraft, who's been through our space multiple times, helping us with a number of different projects. On the campus and at large, it was a little different because all of the national brands were closing. At the time, I was just working for Peter to help with the theater, so I didn't know what the master plan was. I just saw closing storefronts, and it was, sad and depressing, while at the same time knowing that we were bringing some life in the way of live music to the campus. And now, even despite COVID, it's awesome to see all the life that's coming back here.
Yeah, I guess let's bring ourselves up to the present. And we know that so many small venues have really been struggling. Yeah, I guess just sort of bring us up to date in where you guys are and what does it look like going forward?
To give you kind of a long form answer, I was on the road actually working for Senator Bernie Sanders as part of his events team, his advance team. March 11th, our rally got canceled a few hours before doors. And within 12 hours, I was back on the ground in Vermont. And I remember getting a call from Peter saying, "Hey, Tim, I just purchased a 40-foot inflatable movie screen and the necessary projection and sound equipment. And I'd like you to come run it. I know you're no longer on the road with the campaign." So I was really excited about that opportunity, So we started a short little drive-in series. That was our first attempt at alternative programming. We decided that live music and live events were what we wanted to really do. Earlier in the summer, we started a series called Grazing in the Grass. I think everybody at that point, it was still summertime, so everybody wanted to be outside, and they were just looking for reasons to get together and still feel safe.
Yeah, so like you basically have to kind of rethink everything that's already in place. But what sorts of things did you have to look around and go, okay, can we pull off outdoor concerts?
Our first indoor concert was Troy Millette. We handled Troy Millette and The Fire Below, and it was a phenomenal show in terms of on stage and how the venue operated. I was really pleased. We have a 400-seat auditorium, and we only sold 60 tickets. We're permitted to 75 people in the room.
Oh, right. You've got a brand new way to think of success now, right? So it's selling 75 seats out of 400 is actually successful in terms of COVID-19 concerts. You feel like it's sustainable. You can continue to hold concerts as the weather turns colder and have folks come indoors and feel safe.
It was a nice change of pace, actually, because often if I find myself looking out into a room of empty seats, it's a stressful thing. The way that I don't want to spread COVID at all. I'm a type 1 diabetic. It's so important to me. yet at the same time, making sure people enjoy it. And maybe this is an opportunity for them to forget about COVID for a song or two and sink back into their comfy red chair and be like, this is normal. This is a sense of normalcy.
So it sounds like EE is going to be able to offer patrons indoor accommodations for seeing live performances. How about outdoors? Are you still going to keep booking performers into October, November?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to the Vermonters. I think our drive-in movie season is over. Our screen cannot, it's not flexible below 40 degrees, and it actually already experienced a few cracks because of that. So that's kind of what ended our drive-in season. But our live music season, so long as the guitarists can still strum their guitars and their fingers aren't falling off, we'll keep doing it.
Fingerless gloves are flying out the door at the clothing outlet there at the Essex Experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, live music is back. Let's enjoy it safely.
And that's Tim Cece talking to Safe and Sound from the EE, the Essex Experience, making sure that you still get to go see all your favorite live and local performers indoors as well as outdoors for at least a little while.